Okay, who else would like to sing? Okay. Jesus loves the little children. Well, that isn't on the hymn sheet, but we know it, I think, so we can sing it. Jesus loves the little children. Has one they'd like to sing. Okay? 46. 46. Okay. Number 46. Glad T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Maybe one more. Okay? 45. Well, what does your hymn sheet say for 45? No, we can't sing that one. Let's try another one. Sorry. Okay? 41. Okay, that is one of my favorite hymns. That is a nice hymn. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children. Father, we just thank thee for each one of these children and each one that is here this morning. We pray for help, that thou wouldst give words from Thyself and ears to hear, and that the Spirit of God would take the seed of the Word of God and cause it to grow in each heart, and that the Lord Jesus would be glorified. We just commit the time to Thee and give thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, how many of you learned a verse and would like to say it? You know, there's a lot of children here this morning, so I'm not going to make everybody say the verse, but if you'd like to, we would be very glad to hear it. I'm going to get a microphone. So who would like to say the verse? Okay. Yes? Okay.
Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Proverbs 27:1.
Very good. Okay, Kevin?
Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Proverbs 27:1.
Okay.
There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents of. Luke 15:10.
Very good. Okay, Paul? Okay, would you like to say it? Let's see. Okay, what verse did you learn?
The one that he did.
Okay, he that hath.
That have.
The Son.
The Son.
Hath life.
Hath life.
Believeth not the Son.
Believeth not the Son.
Shall not see life.
Shall not see life.
But the wrath of God abideth on him.
But the wrath of God abideth on him.
John 3:36.
John 3:36.
Okay, who else wants to say it? Okay.
He that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36.
Very good. Okay.
He that believeth on the Son shall have
everlasting
life. That he believeth not on the Son shall not
see life.
But the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36.
Very good. Okay. Is anybody else? Do you want to say it? Sure, you can say it in Spanish.
Y Jesús dijo, yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida. Nadie viene al Padre sino por mí. Juan 14:6. And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:16.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, does anybody else want to say it? Okay.
Believeth
on the Son.
On the Son.
Have
everlasting life.
And he that believeth not.
And believeth not.
The Son.
The Son.
Shall not see life.
That shall not see it in life.
But the wrath of God.
But the wrath of God.
Abideth.
Upon him.
John 3:36. Okay, does anybody else want to say it? Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Ye that I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I feel no evil for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, and thou preparest my table before me, in my presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 5:23.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, I'm going to, you know, I had on my heart this morning to speak about love. And I just wondered if any of you knew what love is. Who could tell me what love is? Would you like to tell me what love is? Okay.
Can you tell me what love
is? I don't really remember. I don't really remember.
You don't know, okay.
Who could tell me what love is? What is love?
You love somebody.
That's right.
Do you know somebody that loves you? Who? Your mommy. Good. Do you know what love is, Grace?
Do you want to
It's kind of hard, isn't it? It's kind of hard to know what love is. Do you know what love is? What is love?
Someone who cares about you.
That's very good. Okay. Very good. We know what love is. What were you going to say?
Jesus.
That's right. That is very good. That is a very good answer. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about love. And let's turn, there's two kinds of love. We know about human love, don't we? Does your mommy loves you, doesn't she? I think everybody here has a mommy that loves them, and you know that is a wonderful thing. We were, someone told us in the meeting in Walla Walla a little bit ago about a little boy, and he was born blind. And it was in India, and they believe they're in reincarnation, which is not true. But anyway, they believe that in a past life, he had been very bad, and so he was born blind. And so they left him all alone. They didn't want that little boy because he was born blind. Isn't that a sad situation? Well, anyway, let's read a verse in the Song of Solomon about love, and then I'm going to tell you a story, a little bit about love. It's the last chapter of Song of Solomon, or the second last chapter. And it says, maybe does somebody have a Bible that could read that verse? Let's see, there's two parts of verses in Song of Solomon 8. Could you read it, Kevin? Let's see. The middle of verse 6, it says something about love there. Can you read that for me? Just one clause. For love is as strong as death. What does that mean? Does anybody know? You know, I'll tell you a story that will illustrate this. You know, about, what's the date today? The 17th? I think it's the 17th. Well, in 1984, on July 21st, the Lord gave us a little baby boy. And he only lived 5 days. And he was about 2 or 3 days old, it became apparent to us that something was wrong with this little baby. And so we went to the hospital, and they said, there is something wrong with him. We're going to have to fly him to Spokane. And so my wife and our little boy got in the helicopter, and they flew away to Spokane. That's about 150 miles from Walla Walla. And so I tried to get everything together in an order, and then I went up to Spokane to be with them. And we were there. I was there for a little bit, and the doctor called us in. And the doctor knew by this time that this baby couldn't live. His name was Danny. And he told us that he just wanted to visit us and see how we felt about it. Danny was hooked up to life support, and they could keep him alive for a while longer if we wanted them to, but the doctor wanted to see how we were going to take it. And when he could see that we would accept it from the Lord if our little boy died, he told them to disconnect the life support. And we sat in there, and we held this little baby boy for the last few hours that he lived. And they told us later that usually when couples find out that their little baby is going to die, they just leave it in the nursery and they go home. They go away. But my wife and I, we took turns holding this little boy. And then I think it was about 10:30 or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, we could tell that his life was gone. He did a little movement, and that was all. He was gone. Now, suppose we had loved this little baby a little more. Do you think we could have kept him alive? There was nothing that we could do about it. Our little boy was going to go home to be with the Lord Jesus. Well, it was pretty hard. We didn't really want to leave that little baby there at the hospital and go home. My wife's arms were very empty. And so I asked the doctor, could we take the baby with us to go back home to Walla Walla? And he didn't know what to say. He said, no one's ever asked me that before. But he made a few phone calls, and he said he didn't think he could arrange it, but he made a few phone calls, and he arranged it, and we were able to take our little baby back to Walla Walla. He said, as long as you take him directly to the funeral home and call me when you get there, you can take your baby's body back to Walla Walla. And you know, it was a wonderful time. We drove home. It was a 3-hour drive, and we shed some tears, and thanked the Lord for His goodness. And by the time we got home, my wife was willing to give up that little boy to the funeral director. He only lived 5 days. But you know, every one of us here, we have an appointment. God tells us in His Word that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death the judgment. And every one of us here in this room, the little ones and the older ones, we all have an appointment to leave this world, to die. Every one of us has to die. Why do you think that we have to die? Why do you think we have to die? Do you know? Who could tell me why we have to die? Who could tell me? Could you tell me why?
Because Adam and Eve sinned.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And we're part of a fallen creation, aren't we? A ruined world because Adam and Eve sinned. You know, Danny, I don't know. He was born in sin, God tells us, and shapen in iniquity. I don't know if he ever sinned, but he had to die anyway because he was part of a ruined creation. And you know, each one of us have a part in that ruined creation too. And every one of us is going to have to die. And after death, there's the judgment. And no matter how much anybody loves you, no matter how much your parents love you, they can't save you from that. And you know, God looked down and He saw our situation, and He realized it was totally hopeless. How many people in this room do you think are going to die? Who can tell me? Every one of us is appointed to die, aren't we? So each one of us had to die, or someone had to die for us. And you know, the eternal God, the God who can give life, He looked down and He saw our situation. And He decided He was going to do something about it. And so what? You know the story. God became flesh. You know, we read in Matthew that there was a little boy and he was born, and it says, his name shall be called... Let's see, I'll have to read it. Let's see, it's a couple of times we read about it. And she shall bring, this is talk, the angel talking to Mary, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then he fulfills a prophecy. The prophecy is, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. So when this little boy was born into the world, he was not like any other baby that had ever been born into this world. Little boy was God Himself, come into this world to take our place. And you know, He died so that I wouldn't have to. He died so that you wouldn't have to. You know, isn't that a wonderful thing? Has anyone else ever been like that? Never. And He died. You know, there's a verse, I don't remember where it is right now, it says, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give His life a ransom for many. He wanted to ransom you. And He wanted to ransom me. And so He came into this world, God Himself, and He took the place of a man so that He could die instead of you and me. You know, that is amazing, isn't it? You know, I told you that story about our love for our little boy. And our love was weak, wasn't it? Could it do anything to save that little boy from dying? It couldn't do one thing. But you know, when God came into this world in flesh, in the person of Jesus, you know, we sing a hymn sometimes that says, mighty, mighty love of Jesus. Greater love was never known. Love that left the heights of glory. Love that left for me a throne. Well, you know, the Lord Jesus wants to save every one of us in this room. Well, you know, I was... So I'm going to ask you a question. Who can tell me a verse that tells about the love of God? Okay. Okay, you tell me. Can you say that verse?
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him shall have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Very good. You should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what God wants to give every one of us. Well, you know, I had some verses on my heart in the Gospel of John, because there's a question there that the Lord Jesus asks one of His disciples. And we're not going to have time to go into it in too much detail, but there's three questions in John chapter 21. So we can know by looking at the Lord Jesus that God loves us, can't we? And you probably know the story, Kevin. Do you know one of the questions that Jesus asked a man named Peter? Do you remember what question He asked him?
Do you
love me? Do you love me? That's right. You know, suppose I said, John, suppose the Lord Jesus was here and He said, John, Do you love me? How many people do you think are in this room named John? Maybe they should raise their hand. Anybody whose name is John? Not very many. John. Well, anyway, when the Lord Jesus was talking to Peter, there were two men in that group, and their name was Simon. And the Lord Jesus wanted to make sure that Simon Peter knew exactly who he was talking to. And so he said, "Simon, son of Jonah." So I have to read it. "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Do you love me?" And you know, when the Word of God, when God asks a question in His Word, who's He asking it to? Do you think it might apply to me too? What do you think? Do you think He's asking it to you too, Emily? Mm-hmm. And so He asks that question to each one in this room. Do you love me? You know, how do you think Peter felt that day? You know, what had Peter done? Why did Jesus ask him that question? Do you know, who can tell me? Kevin?
Because said that he never knew the Lord and betrayed
him. That's right. He had said he never knew the Lord. And so the Lord Jesus, He asked him a question. "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" But He asked that question to each one of us. He goes right down the row, every one of us. Do you love me? Do you love me? And you know, he asked Peter that one time. And how do you think, how would you feel? I'll pick on somebody else this time. Who should I ask? Grace? Suppose your mommy asked you a question. Grace, do you love me? How would you feel? Does that make you feel a little funny? Mm-hmm. But you know what the Lord Jesus did to Peter? He asked him the same question three times. Peter answered the question. "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord." And the Lord said, "Feed my lambs." And Jesus said to him again, "Peter, or Simon, do you love me?" How do you think Peter felt by that time? How would you feel? You know, and Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Do you think Peter might have been getting a little nervous? But you know, the Lord Jesus didn't give up. You know what He did? He asked him again. He said, "Do you love me? Do you really love me, Peter?" And you know what Peter said? He said, you know, if you had looked at Peter's life the last few days, would you think that Peter loved Jesus? You might wonder, because three times he said he didn't even know him. And the last time he cursed and he swore to show that he really didn't know him. You know, do you think if someone looked at my life or your life, would they know that you love Jesus? Is our life different than others? Does it show that we love Jesus? You know, the Lord Jesus is faithful, and he probes into our conscience. You know, in a few minutes, we're going to sit down and remember the Lord Jesus and His death. And you know, that is the greatest privilege that we can have on the earth, I think. And we sing a hymn. The Lord. Do you think during the breaking of bread, the Lord Jesus is going to say? Is He going to say to us, Nick, "Do you love me?" Have you ever heard Him say that in the breaking of bread? No, He's not going to say that, is He? But we're going to sit down there, and there's going to be a table. And what's going to be on that table?
A loaf.
And what else? the bread and the cup. And you know what the what does the cup speak to us of? His blood that he shed for us. You know, when we sit there in the presence of the Lord Jesus in a few minutes, if we consider those things, is it going to make us think? Is it going to probe our conscience a little bit, do you think? He's not going to say, "Do you love me?" We sing a hymn, it calls it a feast of love. Isn't that an amazing thing? A feast of love for me is spread. And we're going to sit down around the Lord Jesus and we're going to consider how much He loves us. He doesn't say, "Do you love me?" He's going to tell us how much He loved us. And why do you think the Lord Jesus had to die? Why do you think those memorials of His death have to be on that table? Who can tell me? Why did He have to die? Who did He have to die for? For me and for you, for each one of us. And you know, when we sit in His presence to remember Him in His death, it's an entreaty to each one of our hearts, isn't it? He tells us how much He loved us. And He wants us to consider, how are we going to respond to love like that? What do we think of someone that loved us so much? You know, if someone loved you a whole lot, would you like to give them something? Mm-hmm. You know, I have a present that I wrapped up here. And, you know, the Lord Jesus loved us so much that should there be a response from each one of us? You know, the Lord Jesus redeemed our souls. And everything that we do and everything that we think and everything we say is like a present that's getting wrapped up for the Lord Jesus. He loves us, and we should want to give Him a present, shouldn't we? In fact, He redeemed us. He bought us with His own blood. And there's a verse there's several verses. There's a verse in 1 John that says that we love because He first loved us. That's the only reason we love, isn't it? Because He loved us first. And then there's other things that we read about. Let's read a verse in Romans 14. I'm going to read it. It says, "Whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's." You know, every one of us that knows the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we belong to the Lord Jesus. And everything that we do, it's like we put it in a box for the coming day when we're going to sit down with the Lord Jesus. You know, I really enjoyed it a few years ago that Brother Mark DeBue in Walla Walla, he was telling about the judgment seat of Christ. And he presented it like this. He said, you know, it's going to be a time when we sit down with the Lord Jesus and He's going to put His arm around us and we're going to open up the present that we have for Him. And He's going to take out everything that we've done, everything that we've thought, and everything that we've said, and we're going to consider it. Are there some things in the present that you've made for the Lord Jesus that you wish weren't there? You know, there's some, every time, suppose we said a kind word, do you think it would go into the box? Go right into the present. Suppose we got angry with our brother or sister, do you think it would go into the box? We belong to the Lord. Everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we think, It goes into this box, and it's like a present that we're going to open up together with the Lord Jesus. And He's going to go through that, everything that we did, everything that we thought, and everything that we said. And we're going to consider it with Him. And you know, do you think He's going to whip us if we did some bad things? What do you think? No? It's all going to get burned up, isn't it? And you know, we're going to be just as glad as He is to see it get burned up. But you know, the Lord Jesus wants us to consider these things now. Because now is the time that we have to respond to His love. You know, there's an amazing thing. We've been considering in Ephesians about good works that He has before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, God has a way He wants each one of us to walk. And if we walk in obedience to the way that God has for us, our lives are going to be, we're going to be happy, aren't we? We're going to be blessed, and we're going to be a blessing to those that are around us. We're going to be happy, aren't we? The Spirit of God is going to bring fruit for the glory of God out of our lives. And it's going to go into the present, isn't it? That we're going to present to the Lord Jesus at the judgment seat. Well, God loves every one of us here. And every one of us has an appointment with death unless somebody died for you. And God has provided, hasn't He? He's provided a Savior for every one of us. And He wants us to consider our ways, doesn't He? He wants us to live for the glory of God. Do you think that everybody is going to go to heaven? Or are some people going to reject the love of God for them? Some people will reject it, won't they? And you know, they're going to have to face their appointment with death. They're going to have to stand before God in judgment, aren't they? What a solemn day that is going to be. What a sad day for any one of these children that are here if they had to stand before God, before the Lord Jesus Christ as their judge. You know, I trust that each one of you will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you'll accept that amazing love. He left eternity. He came into this world to become a man, so that as a man He could die for you, so that you could be set free, so that you could live for the glory of God and bring joy to the heart of God. Well, let's pray, then we need to be done. Our God,